insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of Chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode, 158th and 159th verses.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
كذبت قوم لوط المرسلين.
The people of Lot denied the messengers.
إذ قال لهم أخوهم لوط ألا تتقون.
When their brother Lot said to them, "Will you not fear Allah?"
إني لكم رسول أمين.
Indeed, I am to you a trustworthy messenger.
فاتقوا الله وأطيعون.
So fear Allah and obey me.
وما أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين.
And I do not ask you for it any payment. My payment is only from the Lord of the worlds.
Dear listeners, let's listen to 160th up to 164th verse of this very chapter. So the 160th verse says, كذبت قوم لوط المرسلين, and it also continues, إذ قال لهم أخوهم لوط ألا تتقون إني لكم رسول أمين فاتقوا الله وأطيعون. And also at the end, وما أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين. The Lut people belied the messengers when their brother Lut said to them, "Will you not fear Allah? Verily, I am unto you a trustworthy messenger. Then be in awe of Allah and obey me." And then, like the other stories of the prophets, at the end he says, "And I do not ask you any recompense for it. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. My recompense is only from the Lord of the worlds." So, as you have been previously with us, we have discussed many stories, and this very surah has mentioned many stories of the previous prophets, and this is the 8th section of this chapter, in which the story of Prophet Lut and his people is being discussed. The 6th prophet, a part of whose life story and his deviated people is mentioned in this surah, is Hadrat Lut, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam. Although he was living at the same time with Abraham, the statement of his life story has not been mentioned next to that of Abraham's. This could be for the fact that the Holy Quran is not a history book that explains the events one after another. It is something that considers the whole aspects of training, education, and improving man, which requires some other proportionalities. And here, the life story of Lut and his people is more consistent with the life stories of the prophets who were mentioned recently and right before it.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qum.
Anyway, the first verse says, كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ لُوطِنِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The Lut people belied the messengers. As it was mentioned previously and in the previous episodes, the application of the Quranic Mursaleen in the plural form is either for the unity of the call of the prophets, that rejecting one of them is counted as rejecting all of them, or in fact, they believed in none of the former prophets either. Whatever that is, the rejection of divine prophet is always the same as rejecting all the prophets. So it says, كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ لُوطٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. They belied all the messengers. Then, the Holy Quran points to the call of Lut, which is in line with the quality of the call of the previous ancient prophets. It says, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ لُوطٍ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. When their brother Lut said to them, "Will you not fear Allah?" Now, the tone of his speech and his deep and extraordinarily sympathy shows that he speaks like a brother. And then he adds, "Inni lakum rasulun amin." Verily, I am unto you a trustworthy messenger. So, although every nation had its own prophet whom they belied, since all the divine prophets have a single aim and program, belying one of them means belying all of them. But this is like a brother to them. He invites them to monotheism. He says, إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. You know me. And that's why he adds, إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. Have you seen any treachery from me? It is the same from now on, and I will certainly observe the deposit of divine revelation. I will be conveying the message of Allah to you. So, be pious, be in awe of Allah, and obey me. You may not think that this call is a means for obtaining the worldly wealth, and I pursue a material aim. But this is not the case. It is not. I do not want you to give me the slightest wage. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. My wage is only to the Lord of the worlds. I do not ask you any recompense, for my recompense is only from the Lord of the worlds. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.